With a start, he realized the creature was wearing tattered Ringada gear. The antlered Kirin medallion of Ringard was tarnished, but identifiable on its cloak. This Grarg had been a victim of the Battle of Ringard, one of the many victims hauled off and presumed dead. He barely had time to dodge before another creature threw itself at him. This one wore Ringada gear too, and it circled him like a cat waiting to pounce on a mouse. He sent flames down his blade in warning. The creature's black eyes widened with pleasure at the show of magic.
"Delicious! Your magic calls to me. It will be all mine when I am through with you."
The creature's voice was guttural, and Josen shivered at the sound.
"Go to hell!"
he ground out, sending a fireball in its direction. It leaped toward him at that exact moment, and the fireball shot past, hitting the wall of the ravine instead.
"This is very interesting, Chief,"
Loki announced, charging Inga with a palpable sense of relief.
"This vessel is very small. But tell me, what is in that fabric container? Is it a surprise? Is it a present?"
Inga eased a breath and smiled, collecting her cloak and another food bar.
"It is a present," Inga said, "but I doubt it's a surprise."
"I'm not peeking, Chief. I'm not. What could it be? It is such a mystery."
Interactions like this persuaded Inga of her first analysis. Willful ignorance, even self-deception, denoted sentience. For surely Loki's shiny new sensor nodes had analyzed everything in range within the shuttle's hull, including the black oval case with its curious heat signature, and no surprises could remain.
"I mean, I guess I could come hang out. You know, if you really want me to."
He managed to somehow chuckle in my head.
"Ha! It would be a pleasure, sir. I shall be in the theater room awaiting your arrival."
"Cool beans. See you soon."
I dropped mass to a minimum and slowly slid off the bed without waking Tosh. When I got to the cinema room, I was greeted with a pleasant surprise. Sam and Maggie were there as well. A pleasant-smelling cloud was coming from over by the corner, where the two of them were sitting, and Maggie was giggling when she looked back. She nudged Sam, and he turned to give me a giant smile.
"Ash, my good man!"
He gestured around broadly.
"This place is amazing. Simply amazing. I've never before seen the like. I've heard stories of magic mirrors and seeing glasses and whatnot for the wealthy lords and richest of merchants, but never something so grand as this. 'Tis truly a sight to behold."
Acetylcholine is an organic compound that is a neural transmitter functioning as a key element to muscle contraction. As an essential part of the nervous system, it delivers an excitatory nerve impulse in the form of a secretion at the nerve ending. This connector travels to the muscle, causing it to contract. You could say acetylcholine is what makes it happen. Without it, healthy nerves and normal muscles fail to connect and produce the intended contraction. Paralysis of these muscles occurs. This is what happens in a case of botulism poisoning. The role of acetylcholine has been compared to a plug that connects a perfectly working lamp to a functioning electrical outlet. If that plug, call it acetylcholine, is defective, even with adequate electricity and a perfectly good lamp, there is no light. Call it muscle contraction.